Jack and Jill went up a hill to fetch a pail of... You thought this was that type of story? Nah, man. Let me introduce you to my buddy Kent. My buddy Kent, man. Married. 4 kids. House. Marriage is all right. My boy Kent, man. Works a good job. Takes care of his family. There's this girl at his job, right? This woman. Young thing. Popping, cherry boobies, apple bottom. She has the silver tongue of a snake. She watches Kent every day. She watches Kent not complain. She watches Kent pick up shifts. She watches Kent get chewed out by bosses. In her mind, she's like, I need a man like that. I need a man like that. And oh, Lord knows. I love me some older men. Have I told you Kent's age? Kent's 41. 41. Deep down inside, he doesn't love his wife. Deep down inside, the marriage was over with her 10 years ago. But Kent's a trooper, man. He loves his kids. He loves his kids. Four kids. 2 daughters, 2 boys. He wants to be an example. What you don't know is Kent's been watching her. Oh, yeah. Kent's been watching that young whippersnapper. Oh, yeah. He loves the fragrance she wears. He loves the way she walks, the way she talks, even the way she looks at him, even though she doesn't know that Kent catches her looking at him.
Dude, you going to stare all day or you going to do some damn work around here? Oh. Sorry, Steve. Sorry. Steve is the boss. Steve is the one that governs everybody here. He's the supervisor, you know, at this firm that we do because, you know, I'm a CPA, Kent said. And I got to make sure that I keep my job because around tax season, which this is tax season, things are very busy around here. But I also got to make sure that I get everything done because we have an office party tomorrow. And maybe I get an opportunity to see, you know, who. Haven't had a conversation with her yet, but we'll see where it goes from here. Steve, sorry, man. You know, I kind of got, you know, lost in the sauce, man. I was just thinking about all the stuff that I have to get done. You coming to the office party tomorrow, Steve? Yeah, man, I'm coming to the office party tomorrow. You coming? You know you got to get that deadline done before you come tomorrow. Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to get that done, Steve. Thanks for stopping by and, like, you know, snapping out of this, man. Because I was definitely dozing, not necessarily dozing off, but I was kind of lost in the numbers. Oh, sorry, Kent, man. Just make sure you get it done. Okay. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Now I got to figure out how I can get the kids and the wife to the office party and meet my deadline. Because I know the twins, they're too old. They're out of the house. I know that they don't want to come. And I know, you know, my son may want to come, but I know for a fact that I have to bring my daughter. Ooh, and then I got to bring the wife. Oh, man, I'll never get any time with her to just have a conversation with her to see, you know, where it goes. Well, I guess I'll get back to work. Guess I'll get ready to go home, too, after I finish. Let me wrap this up, and then I'm off to the house with the wife and kids, and I'll figure it out from there.
So Kent finishes work. He heads home. He gets all of his kids together, his wife gets ready, and they head up back to the office party. Well, they get to the office party, and Ken's trying to figure out, how can I get my time with Delilah? I want to have just a minute to talk to her and see what I can do. Maybe I can introduce my wife to Steve, and then he'll be able to distract her a little bit long enough so I can get away and talk to Delilah for a second. As they walk in, Kent sees Delilah across the hall. Delilah sees Kent, but unbeknownst to Kent, Delilah has different thoughts than he does. He thinks she's attracted to him and all that kind of stuff, but Delilah actually has ulterior motives. She says she likes older men because they're easier to prey on. She says she wants a man like that in her life because it's easy prey. I'll explain here in a minute. So Kent walks over to Steve and introduces his wife to her and says, hey, honey, I'm going to use the restroom. And he sees Delilah sneak off to the corner. of the office where it's out of sight. So he walks over there and he says, "Hey, Delilah, how you doing? I just want to introduce myself. My name's Kent." And Delilah's like, "I know who you are." And Kent's like, "I know. I see you staring at me." And Delilah's like, "That's not why I'm staring at you. I'm not. It's not what you think. The real reason I'm staring at you is because I see how your life is. You're not happy with your life. And I'm a witch. So I'm going to grant you 5 wishes. I'm not this Aladdin type of genie stuff where nothing goes. Like you can't bring back. I can do anything you want. All you got to do is ask and I'll give you 5 wishes." Kent looks at her confused. He thinks to himself, I've seen movies. I know this can go terrible. But hey, what the heck? I'm going to come up with 5 wishes.
But before I start using my wishes, I have to know, what's in it for you? I know you're not just some nice witch of the West or East, whatever that thing witch was in the movie. You have to have some sort of motive here. Why would you help me? What have I done to deserve your help? Am I selling my soul to you by doing these wishes? Or am I going to hell now if I take these wishes? Is there something bad going to happen if I take these wishes? Delilah chuckled. She said, "Well, you are right. There isn't something in it for me. But you won't be able to find that out until after you take the 5 wishes. So it's up to you. Prepare for the consequences or the benefit. It may not have anything to do with you, but I can't tell you. It's up to you whether or not you want to take the 5 wishes." He thought about it. What's the worst that could happen? He was already hating life anyways. So he's like, "All right, I know what my first wish is. All right, tell me what it is. I want to be so rich that I don't have to work another day in my life." "All right, your wish is my, not command, let's say, your wish is my blessing." He started looking around. He didn't feel any different. He didn't really know what to think. He pulled out his phone, checked his banking account, and there was still the same amount in there. He looked at her and said, "I can't believe I believed you. This has got to be the worst witch, whatever you are, I have ever known. I'm out of here."